You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is David, and we're going through draft prospects. And the top of the draft has one name written all over it, and that is the University of Connecticut's Maya Moore. And I'm pleased to have join me right now ESPN and Stanford alum Roz Golden-Woodé to talk about Miss Maya and the things that she brings to the WNBA from her stellar college career. Roz, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, where do you begin with Maya Moore's game?
What do you mean here as far as where she goes, how she translates to the WNBA, how to guard her, you know, where she's improved? I mean, there's so many different things you could talk about when you're talking about Maya Moore.
Well, let's start with how you think her game is going to translate to the WNBA.
I think it'll translate well. I think she's certainly got the strength for it. She's got the size, and I think she's going to be in the perimeter a lot. People have asked her this season to move into the post more, try to play with her back to the basket as a way to expand her game against smaller guards. I think that that's a good bonus for her to have in the WNBA. However, I still think her bread and butter is going to be around the three-point line, in transition, and just her ability to pull up on a dime and elevate over others. She's just doing things, at least on the collegiate level, that no other player is doing right now, just with her ability, her body balance, her core strength, and just overall mastery of a lot of the fundamentals of the game.
When you look at her now, what do you see as something that she needs to improve on to continue to develop her game?
I don't see Maya Moore really handling the ball that much. I mean, not that she – I don't know if she'd have to. You know, when people talk about ball handling, they talk about the ability to put it through your legs, behind your back, things like that. I mean, I find the most effective players are the ones that can change speeds, get a defender to back up off of them, and then get themselves a little space to either make the move, make the shot, or make the pass. I know it's a very popular thing to say about Maya Moore. She needs to go inside. You know, she needs to play inside the paint a bit, or, you know, just to expand her game. You know, I just wonder how relevant that will be for her in the WNBA. I think she does a lot of things really well. I'm not really sure beyond that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, having seen her, she's good. She's got a pretty good handle in the open court, but she, when you put her into a half court setting, or even if she's being defended on a break, that is probably the one spot that she really does need to improve on. And you know, as you said about the popular thing about she's got to get in the paint and get to the foul line and all, is, you know, that's this year's UConn team with her playing a four. You know, she needs to do that, but she's not going to play that in the WNBA. She is definitely going to be, you know, a small forward. And I think that you're right, that she's going to need, you know, she's got the capabilities to get in there and rebound, but she's going to need to be able to handle the ball and do the things that she needs to do out on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm with you.
Now, one thing that she definitely has is success. She's won championships. She's won gold medals now. How important is it, in your opinion, to have somebody that, you know, has had that type of success coming into a new situation?
How important is it to recruit a winner onto your team?
Yes.
I think that is huge. Especially, and I think it's so huge in the professional level. Again, having spoken to people who've been there, who come back and talk to college kids, the overwhelming reoccurring theme I hear is appreciate the experience you're having. The pros are nothing like college. You know, people aren't buying in the way people buy in college. The way that you come into a college program and you become a part of a culture, it's not necessarily something that happens at the pros, A, because there are trades, there's movement, there's interest, there's injury. And then, of course, it's also a business, which really changes the dynamics of team. And so when you bring someone in who understands winning, sacrifice, hard work, effort, you know, 4 years of playing with Gino Auriemma, and then also other All-Americans. So coming into with someone who knows how to be good while playing with some of the greats, some of the best. I mean, a lot of times you get players who come in who are good, but they play with nobody else. my Moore's been good while playing with other great players. That's the situation she's coming to in the WNBA. She's very mentally prepared. She's very emotionally prepared, which also might be a big transition for a lot of players coming from college to the pros.
Yeah, I think that it, you know, she's going into a situation where there are all-stars on her team going to Minnesota. She'll have Simone Augustus.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she's got Taj McWilliams, Franklin. So, you know, I think that you're right. Having played with Athena Charles, Renee Montgomery, and I think that's only going to help her because she doesn't have to be the big dog, so to speak.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Maya Moore wants to be that. I mean, she'll probably say she's very well-spoken, too. You know, and she'll probably say, hey, I want to fit in where I can. And I believe that when Maya Moore says that. But I also believe that Maya Moore is very comfortable in a position with a lot of responsibility. And there's going to be huge expectations for her. And imagine someone, excuse me, imagine someone who has taken the pressure every single game of wearing the UConn jersey, having that whole legacy with a very different UConn team. She doesn't have the same supporting cast. Maya Moore has taken a huge weight on her shoulders and has responded. You never see her breaking down. You never see her talking negative, showing major frustration. And I don't think that that's something that's very common. In fact, there are times where I feel bad for Maya Moore. You know, during the course of the season, I was like, gosh, it's almost like there are five people playing against her. There are entire crowds playing, you know, rooting against her in UConn, and she shoulders all of that. I think that's something to be that matters.
And the other thing that, you know, that people don't know about that you've certainly seen firsthand, and now I've been a part of and seen firsthand, is they don't realize what pressures are put on these kids and responsibilities off the court as well. And if you had ever been to a UConn practice and seen the horde of writers that surrounds her for 20 minutes after every opportunity, at least to listen to every word that she says and know that anything that she says is going to be in the papers and that she's going to be called to every press conference after every game. And those are a lot of additional pressures that I think she's going to enjoy not necessarily having to the full extent that she does now.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think she's going to enjoy a little bit of breathing room, you know, a little bit of chance to just play ball and not have everything be about the Maya show, you know, have so much pressure. Although she's handled herself so well in the pressure, I think it'll be fun. And imagine how much someone can improve when they don't have to worry about how to speak all the time or, you know, what's the right thing to say or what's the correct body language in this situation. She can just really focus on the game.
And that's something that I know that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. If all she could focus on was only basketball, that's pretty exciting for basketball fans everywhere.